This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The FBI has warned officials in 8 western states that terrorists may be targeting suspension bridges on the West Coast. California Governor Gray Davis said there is credible evidence that 4 bridges in his state might be targeted. In spite of the warnings, state officials went to great lengths to assure people that heavily traveled bridges and roadways are safe. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The first word that international terrorism could strike the West Coast came about an hour before the afternoon rush hour. Governor Davis, speaking in a Los Angeles news conference, identified 4 California landmarks as potential targets: the Golden Gate Bridge, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, the Vincent Thomas Bridge in Los Angeles, and San Diego's Coronado Bridge. The 4 bridges combined carry about 500,000 vehicles per day.
We believe there's a credible threat that there'll be an effort made between November 2nd and November 7th to destroy one of those bridges. Well before we received that threat, we had taken elaborate security measures with the Highway Patrol, the Coast Guard, and other local law enforcement officials to protect the bridges.
Soon thereafter, the FBI essentially confirmed Governor Davis's cause for concern, but downplayed the risk. In a warning issued to law enforcement officials on Wednesday, the FBI said it had uncorroborated information indicating the possibility of additional terrorist attacks, that unspecified groups are targeting West Coast suspension bridges. In response to this warning, Governor Davis announced a heightening of security involving the National Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the California Highway Patrol.
The best preparation is to let the terrorists know, we know what you're up to, we're ready. It's not going to succeed.
As officials were trying to calm public anxiety, California Highway Patrol Commissioner Spike Helmick declined to offer many details about security precautions, such as how authorities could stop a truck or van loaded with gasoline or explosives.
We have got a lot of things in place to handle any occurrence that may. I'm not going to go into specifics, but I think we're prepared to deal with any resulting thing that could occur. Although I must tell you, I don't think it's going to occur.
Yet for a few hours yesterday, it wasn't at all clear whether Governor Davis and federal officials were reading from the same playbook. In an appearance on CNN's Larry King Live, Davis defended his actions, saying it was better to err on the side of protecting the people. And Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge said he wouldn't second-guess Davis's decision to divulge an uncorroborated alert. Meanwhile, word of the threat spread rapidly to commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Bechdel Corporation said its 1,200 employees could elect to stay home today. Other commuters were defiant.
My name is Annalisa Tay, and I cross the bridge twice a day. I'm not going to let the terrorists threaten me, and if it doesn't scare me. If they blow up the bridge, it's going to be a small car bomb, and it's going to make a small hole in the bridge. It's not going to take the bridge down, and it just doesn't bother me. It doesn't scare me. I'm not worried.
As attorney Jeff Del Saro stepped off a bus that had just crossed the Bay Bridge, he said he's always assumed there's a risk in the commute from San Francisco to Oakland.
I think anybody that lives in the Bay Area recognizes that this is potentially a target, that the bridges are internationally known. But then again, you get on with your life. And I think the chances of me personally being the victim of a terrorist attack are close to zero.
Still, the terrorist threat underscores the fact that by and large, West Coast residents have not been forced to confront the realization of their worst fears, that the multiple tragedies seen on September 11th could one day visit this side of the country. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.